Access number 31428, Mr. Bill Sykes, Reel 1. Can you tell me when and where you were born, Mr. Sykes?
I was born in London, King's Cross, St. Pancras. And
what was the date?
The date was the 7th of June, 1921.
And could you tell us a bit about your family, you know, your background?
My family is a very large family, 22 in a matter of fact. And when I was aged about 5, they put me in Bernardo's Homes because they couldn't manage those days.
Now, what did your dad do for and mum do for a living?
Well, my dad was a painter, first-class painter. He painted Buckingham Palace and things like that, you know.
And do you remember before you went to Bernardo's Homes? I mean, how badly off were you? Do you remember it?
Well, I remember that. Well, I suppose as a kid, there's 10 of us in the bed, all 5 girls one side, 5 boys the other side.
And did you live in the St. Pancras area, King's Cross area?
Yeah, I lived there. Coburg Street, 21 Coburg Street, in back of St Pancras it was, but that's where I lived.
Is that Islington or Camden?
I think the nearest station to it was Warren Street. It was Hampstead Hill.
And what about, so you went into St. Bernardo's Homes when you were about 5?
When I was about 5, now, yeah.
So that would be, what, 1926? What do you remember? Where was the home?
Oh, Bernardo's Homes. Well, I suppose as a child I was awkward. I was moved there from here to there and there to the council, and I was moved around, you know. But my policy then was to get home. So I used to run away and run home. So everywhere they put me, I run home.
Now, what was it like in the homes? What do you remember?
Oh, in the home, I finished up in Norfolk, a naval training school in Norfolk.
Hang on, before that, can you tell us a bit about, you know, growing up in the homes and why you used to run, and what the conditions were like?
Well, that was all right. I mean, as a boy, you took things for granted, I suppose. The head officers there were good, really. Really speaking, they treated us well. No rough stuff or anything like that, and I just ran away from them.
You just run away?
I just ran away.
And what was it like when you ran away? Do you remember running away? How did you get home?
I had a sister at home, Rosie, and I was very close to Rosie, somehow. And every time I went home, she hid me in the cupboard and gave me bread and jam and things like that. It was a funny idea, really.
But how did you get back to London from wherever you were?
Well, Rosie said, well, I've got to hand you in.
No, but how would you get back home from... You know, if you ran away...
I walked. I don't matter where they put me. Put me in different places. I walked home. I got home somehow. I got home.
And your sister would look after you, but then you get handed it back.
Yeah. She said, I've got to inform the authorities that you've come home. And, she just told them that they come and collected me and took me back.
So but you kept moving. Do you remember what any of the places you went to before you went to the training school?
Yeah, I got some photos somewhere.
Not sure.
Well,
tell us about the naval training school. Where was that at?
That was at Norfolk.
Whereabouts in Norfolk?
North Elmham, Norfolk.
And what was it actually called?
is called Watts Naval Training School. Watts.
Now, what sort of a place?
And I had 300 boys, 1 to 300. And the school was built like a ship. Had a four deck, main deck, quarter deck, and everything. You know, it was built like a ship.
Now, how old were you when you went there?
Oh,
roughly.
I was about 9, I think.
So about 1930.
Yeah. I was about 9.
And what was it like when you first got there? What do you remember your first impressions of it?
Oh, I don't know. I think what was the most thing was discipline. Everything was done by orders.
Tell me about the discipline.
And I'm not used, well, discipline, you fell in ranks. But everything was done by orders, like. And I wasn't used to it. But I liked it there somehow. I don't know why, but I liked it and I stood it.
Did you have a uniform?
Oh, yes.
What did it look like?
It was a sailor's uniform. Trousers, coat, collar, hat. A proper sailor's uniform.
And what were the lessons like?
We had schooling in the mornings.
And how did you do at school? Must be your first proper time.
I was pretty average, I suppose, you know.
What did you like? What were you good at? What were you bad at?
Well, I wasn't bad at anything. I passed me signals.
No, I mean education.
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 I liked geography, you know, different places I liked.
Anything else?
Oh, well, I wasn't too bad on maths. And it wasn't my favourite subject.
Now tell us about the seamanship training then. That was more your
interest. Oh, yeah, I done, well, in the afternoon at Watts, we done training in the afternoons.
Tell us about that training. What would you do?
Well, we either done seamanship, signals, or gunnery. And then on a Wednesday, we done what we call battalion. We all had rifles, and we marched out. We had our own band. But it was self-contained, the school was. Had its own farm.
Well, tell us about the signals training first. What did you learn?
All the flags, what we used to have in the Navy. All the flags. Morse, M4.
Find Morse difficult? I mean, some people find Morse very difficult.
I forget most of it now, but...
Did you have any trouble at the time, though?
Not really, no. No. I took to it like a piece of wood, I suppose. But I got on well with it, really.
And what about gunnery training?
Gunnery? Well, the gunnery was all right.
Well, what were you learning on?
We trained on the gunnery, on field guns. We had field guns, like the Navy had. And we done that. We done rifle training, rifle shooting.
Did you enjoy gunnery?
Oh, yeah. Well, not too bad, you know. And, we done it all. Seamanship, signals.
Tell me about seamanship.
The seamanship is... All right. Okay, dear. All right, love. The seamanship is all right. We had good officers. That's the main thing. And they knew their stuff.
So what were you learning in seamanship?
In seamanship was all the knots. How to tie a knot. Different knots. How to steer a boat, put up the colours and the flags, you know. It was good.
Did you actually get to see it all? I mean, you know, in cutters or...
No, what? I didn't get to see, no.
So it was just all theoretical?
It was all, yeah. It was all.
Now, how long were you at Watts Naval Training School?
From the time I left, after my 16th birthday.
Are you there 7 years or so?
Oh, yeah. I left after my 16th birthday.
So what do you... So you enjoyed it there?
Oh, blimey, that's the best place I've ever been.
Do you think it sorted you out? Not that there's anything wrong with you, but do you think it gave you a steady background?
Not really.
Was it good for you, in other words?
It's good, yeah.
And any stories of your time there that you remember?
Well, the only one that comes to my claims is when I got six of the best. And that is for robbing the canteen.
Tell us about that, then.
Well, the man who done the stores and that was in he slept in the room next door. And we climbed up on the beds, looked over the top, and we could see him. And he used to come in at night and he was hanging his keys up just inside the door. And one night we went and got the keys. We went all the way round the school, down the back stairs, into the canteen, opened the door. And
what were you after? What did you take?
Oh, no, just sweets, I suppose, and things. There was two or three people leaving the school the next day that was going to HMS Ganges. That's where all the boys, most boys went to HMS Ganges when they left the school. They had good training there, you know.
So any other stories of your time there? You were there a long time.
Not really, no.
Were you able to visit home then?
No. From the first day I left home, my mother took me away to the county school. I never seen her since. Never had a card from her or anything.
So that was the end of your...
That was the end of it, yeah.
What about the other members of your family, your sister that you like?
Well, they might have done. There was 22 of them.
So it was quite a break.
It was quite a lot, yeah.
So what did you do? You left school in... you left the training school in 37. You didn't go to Ganges?
No, I went to the Middlesex Regiment.
Now, why didn't you go to HMS Ganges? Why didn't you join the Navy? You'd liked it.
I liked it. Well, they said I was colourblind. They said I was colourblind.
So you wanted to go?
I wanted to go, yeah, but...
When did they find out you were colourblind? Was that at the medical?
Medical, yeah. Well, in those days, you see, they give you a load of colours. You don't know. The blues, different blues, different reds, different yellows, different greens. You didn't know the name of them. And when they produce the name of them, you just put an ink down.
So now, how did you get in the Middlesex Regiment? Where did you go to join them?
One of the officers, the signal officer, on the 24th and the 4th, 37, that's the day I left the school, he took me down to Portsmouth. And at Portsmouth was the 2nd Battalion Middlesex Regiment. So this officer said he took me to the recruiting office, and now I signed up for the army.
To join the Middlesex.
To join the Middlesex.
And did you actually join them, or were you sent to a training?
No, he sent me there as a drummer boy, because at school, Watts, I finished up my last 2 or 3 months in the band as a drummer boy. So I carried on as a drummer boy, drum boy and a bugle.
So you signed up at the recruiting office?
Yeah.
For the Middlesex?
I think on the 24th I joined up, I signed a testation paper. And on the 27th, I was on parade on a Sunday with the drums, core drums.
With the Middlesex?
With the Middlesex then. I was in a different uniform then. I was in the army uniform.
Now, what uniform were you kitted out with? What do you remember of the army uniform you
got? Well, in those days, before 1937, we used to wear putties.
Now explain what they are, because a lot of people don't know now.
Putties are a long strip of material that you used to wrap round your legs. It's just a dress, actually.
And what are the uniforms? Tell us about the rest of it.
The uniforms are khaki, service dress, yeah.
Just a normal service dress,
khaki, and a peak cap.
And what about the kit? What webbing was it?
The webbing was what they used in the First World War. Oh, the old type of webbing we used to have.
What was your accommodation like? What were you living in? Which barracks were the
We was in the barracks in down at Portsmouth.
Do you remember what they called?
Victoria Barracks,
Victory.
I think. Victoria Barracks, I think.
And where were
and
they?
And we had the beds. It was a fold. Well, we used to push the bottom half into the top half. Yeah. There's modern beds, quite good.
What was the barrack room like? Can you describe it?
Barrack room, well, just like a big room, big long table in the middle. Inside had beds, and a locker above them.
And were you in with the boys, or were you in with the men?
I was in with the boys.
So how many in the room, about?
No, we was in the boys' room, we was, yeah. There was, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's about a dozen of us in the room, I think.
And so tell me what a typical
we had a lance corporal in charge of us. You know, he kept in the room. But there's about a dozen of us, I think.
So what was a typical day like when you were starting as a drummer boy? How would the day start in the morning?
In the morning, well, after breakfast.
So hang on, so what would you do before breakfast? What
did
you have to do before you had your breakfast?
Well, you just made your bed and your barrack room, cleaned the barrack room up, polished the floor and things like that.
And then just went to breakfast?
And then the breakfast.
And what was the food like for you? You'd been used to the institutional food. Was it any better or worse?
You just took it, I suppose I took it for granted. It was good. It's all fried stuff, yeah. No, it was good.
Enough of it?
Oh, yeah, plenty of it, yeah. God, damn it.
And after breakfast, what training would you get?
Well, we had band training. We went.
Tell me about that. How did they train you for the band? What were you learning? Was it bugle and drums?
Well, I was a drummer.
So just the drums?
Drums, yeah.
So how did they train you on the drums?
Well, we used to put on the drum.
And the big ones?
A shy drum, yeah. And they give us a card with the music on, just drum music. And learn the music, you see, and the beats to the music. It's either a 2-4 beat or a 6-8 beat.
And you took to it?
I mean, I took to it, yeah, yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
I did enjoy it. There used to be the leading chipper. He used to take us on instructions. There used to be a beat, what they used to use. I forget what it was called.
Don't worry.
Oh no, it was good.
How long would you be training the drums in the morning then? A couple of hours or longer?
Yeah, sure. A couple of hours, I should imagine. Yeah.
And then what else? What might you be doing?
And then we used to put the drums away. And then we used to at the bugle, go and bugle training.
Now tell me about the bugle.
Well, the bugle's all right.
You'd already learnt a bit of it. I learned
all this at school. That's why they took to me, because I could play the drum and I could play the bugle.
And what were you learning? Were they teaching you the call? They had special calls in the army, didn't they? Do you remember any of them?
Oh, yeah, I know all the calls. You have a reveille.
What was that?
Reveille call in the morning.
Do you remember what it was, though? Can you still sing it, or do you remember? These sad things that come to the cookhouse door, didn't they?
Oh, it's long. Yeah.
Do you remember what they are anymore?
No. I don't know. Oh, I don't remember a lot of them now. I hear them and I think, oh, I've heard that before somewhere. Yeah.
They had no trouble with learning the bugle call?
No, oh no.
So,
well, at school, we used to have numbers. And we used to blow 1 to 0. You know, different numbers. Because in Watts, they didn't go by your name, they went by your number. My number was 88. And they went from 1 to 300. And if it wanted 300, they'd blow 3 and 2 noughts. Oh, yeah, that was good. It was a good system. It was a good system in Watts.
Now, after your bugle training, say on this typical day, what would happen next? You know, when you were in the Middlesex. So you had your drum training, you had a bit of bugle. What other training would you get in a typical day?
Well, how do you look after your kit, I suppose? You should come round and look after your kit.
So how would you prepare for a kit inspection? Tell me about that.
How
do you polish your boots and get everything ready?
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about that.
Oh, yes, sir. It was all bullshit then. Everything was clean. All your equipment, what you used to use, is blankoed, white.
Hang on, what's blankoed? They don't know.
Blanco was a kind of whitewasher, really. Instead of being white, it was khaki.
And how do you use it?
Well, we used to have a block of it, and you used to have a wet rag and go over it like a soap and go over equipment.
Just your webbing?
Yeah, webbing.
And then where would you dry it?
You'd dry it anywhere. You clean the brasses and...
So how do you clean the brasses?
Well, you used to have a button stick. You used to have a button stick and there's different edges on it and you put it where it fitted and cleaned the brass. That's good though. Good.
What about polishing your boots? How do you get your boots?
Because
people don't know how to do it now, they wear trainers and things. How did you used to get your boots bald?
Well, we used to get from new boots, we used to get new boots, and the old ones used to show us how to clean them. Well, we used to get a spoon, a hot spoon, heat it up, and go over all the toes, get all the crinkles out. It gets all the crinkles out then. And then you went round and round and round and round with blacking and the cloth.
With the polish.
And the polish, yeah. You polish them. Cool, it was it's sweating. Going round.
Was it just the toes or was it all of the boots?
No, we used to do the toes and the heels. And they shone like glass, you know.
What else did you do to prepare for a kit inspection? What about preparing your room? How would you get the room clean for an inspection?
Well, we used to get the room clean. We all had different jobs in there.
What was yours?
Fireplaces I used to look after. In the barrack rooms, you have a fireplace at the end of the room. And you should clean it out and we used to whitewash it around. A lot of bullshit it was, but we used to do it.
And did you mind it?
I didn't mind it, no.
And what were the actual inspections like when they came round the room?
Oh, dear me. The officer used to come round with his stick. We all had sticks, but the officer used to come round with their stick and tip it up, tip this up and tip that up.
Off your bed?
Yeah.
Did you have to lay it out in a certain way?
Oh, yeah, a certain way to lay things out. And in those days, everything was done in cardboard or three-ply, was a boxer, you know. And they used to come round and chip them up for us.
Just with the paper, knocking them
up? Yeah, you knock them up. Oh, we didn't mind it.
Now, what about drill? Did you do much drill?
No, I didn't do the foot. I didn't do a lot of foot drill. Because I'd done all that at once.
What about PT? Different types of PT, physical training?
Very rare is doing PT in the army. I've done a few, but not a lot.
What about weapons training?
No, I didn't do no weapons training.
So mainly for you it was...
Drums and bugle, yeah.
And how did you get on with the other boys?
Oh, I got on well with them. We used to get on well.
Were they from the same sort of background as yourself, or were they different?
Well, no, not the same as me. They all come from civil life, I think. Most of the boys I knew come from civil life. Or the local lads who were from Portsmouth come from Pompey or Gosport. It was local lads.
And there was no bullying amongst them?
No, we had no bullying those days. The men might bully us a bit, but not boys, no.
What about the NCO, you know, your Lance Corporal, what was he like?
He was all right, old Wally.
Was that his name?
Yeah, Wally Humberstone.
What was he like? Tell us a bit about him, if you remember him.
Well, I don't know how long it really he'd been in the drums. I think he'd been in the drums about 4 or 5 years because he had the stripes up his thing. But our chief drummer, our head drummer, Lou. He was our head drummer, and he taught most of the things.
Anybody
who didn't know anything, he taught them music. He taught us music and everything.
And was he a good teacher?
Yeah, he was good, yeah. Old Lou.
And what, any other instructors you remember? Or was that it?
In the Corps of Drums, the corporal was Corporal Carpenter. He was all right. He used to take us on bugle practice, old Carpenter. But he was all right there.
What about the officers? Did you see much of them?
No, I didn't see much of the officers at all.
So it was mainly the NCOs?
NCOs, yeah.